Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia this week, through formal diplomatic channels, told the United States and NATO to stop giving shipments of the most sensitive weapon systems to Ukraine. And they were adding fuel to the conflict and could bring unpredictable consequences. End quote. The notice came in as President Biden approved an additional $800 million package, including 155mm howitzers, a serious long-range artillery, and other weapons. Russian President Putin Friday via a translator.
What is surprising here? So-called partners from unfriendly countries assume that they can avoid Russian energy resources, including natural gas. Its reasonable replacement for Europe doesn't exist.
As we enter Easter weekend, Easter's exact date varies every year because of the moon. The holiday is set to coincide with the first full moon after the vernal equinox. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Captain Jack Sparrow in real life is not having much fun these days.
A former marriage counselor for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard said the actors engaged in mutual abuse in a taped deposition that was played in a Fairfax, Virginia courtroom as part of a defamation trial. Dr. Laurel Anderson was the couple's counselor in 2015. Johnny Depp is seeking $50 million from Heard in the defamation trial, a response to her 2018 op-ed in the Washington Post, in which she said she was a victim of domestic violence. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
High winds and dry conditions are sparking wildfires across South Dakota this hour. A couple of notable fires include a 100-plus acre fire in Stanley County, that's near Hays, South Dakota, and a smaller fire near Lake Andes. Another hot spot is just a few miles northwest of Rapid City. Red flag warnings were issued due to the strong winds between 30 and 60 miles an hour. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Republican Representative Matt Rosendale on Newsmax Thursday is making the claim the crisis at the border has been building for the past 18 months.
We're having these conversations about Title 42. Everyone needs to keep in mind, Title 42 is a public health. They have communicable diseases that they should not just be allowed into our country, and we should still continue to utilize that. We have got a whole host of immigration laws that are being ignored. We have our Border Patrol agents that have been stripped of their ability to use rules of engagement and keep illegals from entering into our country. And so we see this flood of humanity and drugs and human trafficking taking place, and it's destroying our entire country. This isn't just impacting our border states. It is impacting every state across the nation with illegal drugs and human trafficking.
A COVID test could become real easy.
The FDA has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that uses breath samples. The Inspect IR COVID-19 breathalyzer is now available for use in medical facilities and mobile testing sites. In the study, the breathalyzer accurately identified 91.2% of positive tests. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, happy Good Friday, happy Easter, happy Passover, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. John Whitehead joins us. John is the constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. He says that we the people are the new permanent underclass in America. And we're going to break that down for you as we continue and get started with our conversation with John. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, fine. Busy as usual. So it's, country's, I'm really concerned about the future of the country, more so than I've ever been, by the way.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that page. But, I'm also encouraged at the same time, going into the Easter season, we're reminded of how bleak it was on a day that we refer to as Good Friday. Good because we didn't know what we didn't know back on that first Friday, right? And then we found out on Sunday that we serve a redeeming God. So even as bleak as it looks right now, it really helps us to appreciate what's most important, John. We look at it and we think, you and I have invested our lives. We've served this country. I mean, together, we have over a century of experience. And we see what's happening, and it breaks our heart and it grieves us because we think of our kids and our grandkids and the next generation. And here it is. We've been entrusted with this incredible blessing and this idea called the United States of America. And we're losing grip of it. But we're only, I believe we're losing grip because this is God's intent and it's his will to be done. And I just say that in a general context, but it doesn't mean that we just check out and just, I think there are things that we are to do in keeping with God's mandate and God's intent for this country and this world, for that matter.
Well, the people who founded the country had a view that we the people should be running things, that we the people should be alert, that we the people should be active in our government politics, and that, again, the Constitution starts with we the people do ordain this government. Mm-hmm. We the people are the government. We've forgotten that, and that's the key. Mm-hmm. If we want to keep this country free, we're going to have to start exercising our rights. We're going to have to learn the Bill of Rights, which we don't know, which the government violates. In a single day, I'd say the government violates it 1,000 or more times a day across mm-hmm. the board with what we're seeing. I mean, the national debt right now is $30 trillion, and we owe money to governments like China, which we pay interest to. Just think about that for a second. China is putting Christians in concentration camps, mm-hmm. is rounding up people on streets, and the American government, that's one of two countries, Japan and China, that we owe so much money to. Yeah. And it's... again, like I say, I'm a Christian. Jesus Christ spoke up and told the truth. That's what got him in trouble. Mm-hmm. It wasn't because he was a good guy hanging out, drinking a beer and all that. It was because he, when the time came, he said, this is the truth, and tried to speak to the people. That is the duty that we have today. We have to speak the truth to the people and wake them up to see what's happening. And especially, you know, I'm a constitutional lawyer. All the cases I've tried over the years where people have been attacked, shot, beaten, and stuff like that that I've helped over the years through the Rutherford Institute, I see it. And again, I'm trying to get people to wake up to that fact. And no, we don't want to be bleak. We don't want to be pessimistic. But here's the key. People say, are you optimistic or pessimistic? I say I'm realistic.
Yeah.
And that's the key. Mm-hmm. You got to look at the problem. Do you have children? Do you want them facing a future where if they make they move their eyes the wrong way or something like that, they can be arrested with the surveillance state that we're paying for right now through all this, all our taxes? You know, the average American spends more money on taxes than food, clothing, and health care. And we're paying for the government to do 80,000 SWAT team raids annually, do all this surveillance, arrest veterans that we've helped over the years, rounding them up because they'll do a post and disagree with the government. The government shows, I mean, I have veterans who come to me, one of them was crying. He said he wrote a paragraph about his feelings on what was going on. The next day, two government agents showed up at his door from the Department of Homeland Security with weapons, saying that if he did it again, they were going to come arrest him.
Amazing.
Is that the government we want, folks?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm a former veteran. I fought for one thing. Keep freedom alive.
Amen.
And that's what we have to do. I'm trying to get people to say, hey, I'm going to turn the TV off for a while, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to go down to that city council meeting when I'm seeing things that they're doing. I mean, overtaxing people, taking their homes. If you don't pay your taxes, you know, or you refuse to, or you can't be a rebel, they'll come take your home. And again, those are cases we've helped with over the years. It's, it's a situation that you don't hear about it if you're sitting and watching TV all the time. The TV doesn't tell you about the 80,000 SWAT team raid. So I'm telling people, go to websites like listen to programs like your program, Bill, Rutherford Institute, our websites, and get educated. Education precedes action. And let's have a free America for the future citizens that we're raising.
Well, John, you know, to hear you again outline the situation that we're faced with, and as we talk about the Constitution is the standard. If people aren't looking at the Constitution, it's much the same way as the 55-mile-per-hour or 70-mile-per-hour speed limit in the sign out there. You know what the speed limit is because the sign is clearly marked. You don't know what our government is doing if you're not aware of the Constitution, because they're not holding to the standard. And there's people like yourself and myself that, you know, we feel it's our duty to remind people of the U.S. Constitution to see, okay, this is how our government is breaking the law. And this is not acceptable. You cannot just shrug your shoulders and say it's okay. If you do, you have the corrupt government that we have right now. Yes, I said corrupt government, because all the three-letter agents, I mean, this is what is driving everyone nuts in face of all that we're dealing with, whether we're talking about inflation, energy, the cost of food, as you say, John, the open borders right now, how we've been dealing with COVID. I mean, you know, one minute we've got to make sure everybody's masked. They've got all these boosts and all these injections going into them. And then the next minute we're leaving our borders wide open. And we don't care who comes in, whether they're wearing a mask, whether they've been injected or not. And on one hand, we want to say we're still COVID sensitive. On the other hand, we're saying, hey, get rid of Title 42, which was instituted because of COVID. I mean, up is down, down is up. It's absolutely brain bruising. But the fact of the matter is, the reason it's so brain bruising, confusing, because we're violating, you know, the laws of nature and nature's God, are we not?
We sure are. That's what Thomas Jefferson warned against, yeah.
Well, John, we're going to unravel this more, and again, to encourage the people, as you say, it is knowledge. It starts with knowledge. I mean, even the Bible says, my people, you know, without vision, without knowledge, without revelation, will perish. And people are perishing, as an example, all around the world that we're not, you know, even hearing about. Yes, we hear about Ukraine and what's happening with Russia. There's so much happening in communist China that we just don't know what we don't know. But it's the rise of postmodern man that is embracing evil like you can't even imagine. We've got more from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. More and more listeners in India are tuning in daily to hear about Christ in their heart languages, which are the languages they were born to speak. Spreading the good news through radio broadcasts in their heart languages. And then, when listeners ask for more information, being able to provide Bibles and literature in that language makes the gospel message much more personal and easier to embrace. Currently, the Tide Ministry has 9 different radio programs in 8 indigenous languages in India. The truth is that we serve a global God, and if we're to share the truth about God around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, which includes sharing the gospel in heart languages. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We're talking with John Whitehead, founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, constitutional attorney, author of Battlefield America. And we're talking about, our U.S. government. And that includes the current administration spending money it doesn't have on programs it can't afford. And we, the taxpayers, are the ones that must foot the bill for the government's fiscal insanity. And the other thing, John, what the government has been able to do, I mean, again, out of out of the concept of we the people, they just feel like they're going to impose because they're this ruling class. I mean, if you heard Jen Psaki today, I was shocked in referring to Joe Biden as being the top of the totem pole. Now, you're a constitutional attorney. Is there a totem pole reference in the Constitution that I may have missed along the way and that the President of the United States was supposed to be the top of the totem pole? I mean, she was elevating him to king or czar status with that statement. But, you know, the scary thing about it is the fact that she said that. And that seems to be the attitude within the Beltway and this elite ruling class is there is that structure that has turned our Constitution on its head. The Constitution established that we, the people, would be the authority force, that we would be on top of the business pyramid scale, not the ruling class. But the ruling class has managed to turn it upside down. They've got us in debt to the tune of $30 trillion and on the brink of maybe World War III.
Yes, and like I say, I'm a constitutional attorney. I've sued in and out of Washington, D.C. for 40 years, and I'd say one of the most corrupt, I think it's the most corrupt city I've ever been in terms of how it's run by the federal government. I had a major senator one time. I met with him briefly. He liked kind of what I did. He was not critical, but he was saying, yeah, you're a troublemaker. But he says, John, you have to realize one thing about Washington, D.C. If the people here say good morning to you, it's for money reasons.
Mm, yes.
Everything's about money. He said they want your money, and that's what they're going to go after, your homes, your houses, and stuff like that. And, you know, and again, if you want to object to, as an American citizen, you want to object to the income tax, the government can immediately seize your home and car, your bank accounts, and just take everything away. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the money to buy a lawyer, you'll lose everything. That happens on a daily basis.
Well, look what's happening with the January 6th defendants here, John.
Oh, yes.
I mean, perfect case in point.
It's been proven now the FBI infiltrated that. I mean,
yes.
And I warned people about that over the years. That started way back in the late 50s and early 60s when the FBI was invading the hippie groups, growing their hair long, smoking pot with them, and then finding ways to disrupt what they were doing. So, James Madison, who wrote our Bill of Rights, hey, folks, read the Bill of Rights. You can go on our website, rutherford.org, we'll give you a free copy if you say, I want a copy of the Bill of Rights. It says, clearly, James Madison said, we ought to mistrust all those in power.
Exactly.
If you're saluting some guy in power or whoever in government, be careful. Mistrust them. That is the basis of freedom, the basis of being a good patriot. And just assuming the government's there doing their job, they're doing a good thing, you know, and I'm willing to pay all this money just to see them do whatever they want to do, you know, you're blowing it, folks. You're blowing it for the future, and that's the key, our children. That's what we should be mostly concerned about now because they're going to grow up in a really wacky world. I'm telling you, it's going to be awful to a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, they're making moves in such a way to take the children out of the homes and out of the responsibility and the covering of the parents. I mean, look at CRT, what's happening in public schools. And, you know, this is really, you know, I think people are seeing this, but they don't realize, John, how dangerous this is and how this portends for the future of the next generation.
Yeah, and that's key, you know, because, you know, it's... public education today, I mean, a lot of people, I talk to people who they are more leaning toward homeschooling and stuff like that. I'd say that's a good idea.
Exactly.
Because remember, folks, public schools were supposed to be in loco parentis. That's in the place of the parent. In other words, they were supposed to refer things to the parents. They don't do that anymore. And kids go home today, they don't have any idea what's in our Constitution. In many schools, they've banned the Declaration of Independence because it's a radical document. And, you know, we've forgotten the source of our freedom, and I don't know if we can gain it, folks. I'm sorry, because everything leans toward the rich. Most people don't realize that the top 12 billionaires in America increased their wealth over $300 billion during the COVID crisis, while more people went into homelessness. And but here's another thing you don't realize when I study these issues. The suicide rate among teenagers today is the higher it's been in a decade.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of unhappiness. People can feel it. but they don't know exactly. That's why it's a good program for us to talk about these issues. I hope people can hear this and pass it on. Teach your children that there is some hope. And
yes.
The hope is in our base, who we are, and what we can do. We have a Bill of Rights. We have all the things. You have to exercise them, or they're going to go away.
John, see, I keep saying the great thing about America is we have history. It's not like you and I are talking about, well, if the planets perfectly align here, this has never been done before, you know, if, you know, we get a certain miracle here and there, maybe it might happen. We've done this before by God's grace and mercy, no doubt. Again, you can talk about miracles at that point. And yes, I believe America needs a miracle even today if we're going to get back on track and push back, because we've allowed the wokistas to come in and take over our government and do a lot of damage to our kids, whether it's, you know, it's what they've done with COVID, you know, this critical race theory, this faux history that they're pushing on our kids. I mean, this is absolutely insane, and you're exactly right. It is why there is a mass exodus that has been occurring. I mean, the growth in homeschooling over the last year has been exponential, John, because the parents woke up, they saw what was happening in the classrooms as the kids were home on their computers, though the teachers, I mean, it was interesting because the teachers up front said, hey, we don't want parents to be watching, you know, that's a violation of privacy. Oh, of course, we can't tell parents that, you know, they're going to look at it and they see and they go, oh, now I know why you don't. And then you hear somebody, a leader of the Democratic Party, former governor of Virginia, just flat out say that the parents have no rights, they have no responsibility to train and educate the kids. That has been turned over to the teachers' unions and public school. I mean, but that's
Although
pretty insane, isn't it?
Paying the bill,
yes,
for the
exactly.
public school. That's ridiculous, yes.
Right.
That's what you point out to these people. Hey, I'm paying taxes, and the schools are there to help us get our kids educated, not to take it over and throw us out. No, we are part of the educational system.
Yeah, and we're paying taxes to, you know, for science, you know, to get the research to deal with COVID. And what are they doing? They're choking down the knowledge to make sure the information that comes out fits their narrative and produces their end game objective. And this is why now people are smart enough to say, wait, we're being gamed here. I mean, we're not getting the whole truth and nothing. But meanwhile, it's our taxes that's paid for this stuff, just like with climate change. You know, we can't have a fair discussion. We don't have professors. We don't have researchers who have a contrarian view to the view that we're led to believe that, that our country is going underwater, that we're irresponsible stewards to the environment, and we're killing the world here, and we're paying for this faux science that's put out there. I mean, what a gimmick at every turn, John. This is what our government is doing to us.
Well, our government, the leaders of the government, the people running people out of Washington, D.C., want a global government. Mm-hmm. They want it to merge so they can control. And that's where they're pushing us, toward a global government. And be careful. Once you move in that direction, everything in the Constitution is going to be flushed.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, and that's why even Barack Obama, I mean, supposedly a constitutional professor, right, says, well, it's elastic, you know. And we just, the Senate just confirmed a Supreme Court justice that has a very laissez-faire and not-so-originalist idea of the Constitution, right?
Agreed.
Pretty scary, John, but this is...
Pretty scary. It's scary out there, folks. Get your kids up to date on the Constitution. Let's fight back. We need it badly.
Give them your website, John, so they can be in the flow of the know.
Go to Rutherford.org, and sign up to get our weekly bulletins and get educated, folks.
Without a doubt, it is what precedes action. You got to have that knowledge, the right knowledge to precede the right action, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, John Whitehead. Appreciate it. Happy Easter.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fix at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia this week, through formal diplomatic channels, told the United States and NATO to stop giving shipments of the most sensitive weapon systems to Ukraine. And they were adding fuel to the conflict and could bring unpredictable consequences. End quote. The notice came in as President Biden approved an additional $800 million package, including 155mm howitzers, a serious long-range artillery, and other weapons. Russian President Putin Friday via a translator.
What is surprising here? So-called partners from unfriendly countries assume that they can avoid Russian energy resources, including natural gas. Its reasonable replacement for Europe doesn't exist.
As we enter Easter weekend, Easter's exact date varies every year because of the moon. The holiday is set to coincide with the first full moon after the vernal equinox. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Good morning, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Happy Good Friday to you. Tonight starts the Passover. We wish you a happy Passover as well. Bill Martinez here. Liz Peek joins us now, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm terrific. It's a beautiful spring day here. Easter is on the way, and feeling great.
Well, that's good. This is what we love about Easter, because it refreshes our hope. And, if this country ever needed a refreshment of hope, a renewal of hope, it would be now, don't you think?
Amen. And, I was just writing about this tendency on the part of officials in blue states and cities to start looking at mask mandates, et cetera, again, as we have this tiny, tiny uptick in cases from COVID, and just thinking they cannot do this. They cannot. We need something going right, Bill. And what's going right now is, yes, there is a case uptick, but people are not in the hospital. There should not be any panic about this latest wave of Omicron AB2, whatever it's called, because it's not very dangerous. And in fact, in going around New York right now is a terrible cold bug, which is much, much worse. Very bad fevers and headaches, all this kind of stuff. It's not COVID, but it's a reminder that there are other viruses, and this is one now of many viruses, and we just have to learn to live with it. So
exactly.
Let's do that. Let's celebrate something, for heaven's sakes, that's gotten better.
And like you say, learn to live with it responsibly. If we didn't learn anything in the last 2.5 years, whether it was safe distance or washing your hands, even the mask aspect of it, it was the idea that we needed to up our hygiene game. So we can't let the guard down on those simple things to protect our freedoms, right?
Uh-huh.
At the end
we got to
get our act together and make sure, because the fact of the matter is, whether it's the cold, the flu, these things are going to happen. And as other scientists have reasonably said, even COVID, we're going to just have to learn to live with it. And I think that we have smartly turned that corner, because we have enough evidence that when Dr. Fauci comes in and some of these other scientists that come in that want to politically motivate us, shame on them for doing it, because this is not a political issue. Shame on them for trying to bring it into it. We've put up with it for the last 2.5 years. We realized the research told us that the lockdowns didn't work, that there were smart things that we could do to make sure that we didn't expose the most vulnerable of our society, and we protected the kids. But right now, what is the move? They're chasing after our kids, with the needle. This is unbelievable.
I know. And that makes me alarmed. We've talked about this before, that for little tiny children, there is really not much evidence. First of all, they don't get this bug very often, and they don't get it very hard if they do. I have to say, giving them an injection, which has really not been tested on little kids for any kind of period of time, makes me extremely anxious. And I am nearly positive that schools in New York, for example, will probably start to demand vaccines for even kids under 5 years old. And it makes me crazy. It makes me crazy, by the way, to see them wearing masks. These little 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds wearing, by the way, cloth masks, which, as we all know, don't even mean anything. And we know that there has been real damage done by all of this. So it is time to move on, folks.
Well, it's like one parent said, the kids wearing the mask, what, for 6 hours a day? They don't even change masks. And they come home and they take the mask. They go, oh, my God, let's watch. You've been wearing that for 6 hours? Oh, my gosh. I mean,
Isn't it horrible? Isn't it horrible? And they're finding all these kids who have speech problems and all kinds of things, and they don't, it is a disaster. And yet how can we be inflicting on the most vulnerable and innocent members of our society this terrible thing, and I really truly believe it is a terrible imposition to make these little tiny children wear masks. It has nothing to do with the kids. It has everything to do with teachers being afraid. Mm-hmm. And, okay, they should be wearing masks.
Right. Well, and the thing, Liz, as you say, how did we get here in a way? It's been gradual. We don't respect life. The culture has a very casual idea of life. Conditioned, I don't know, you can blame all kinds of things. Even down, all the way down to abortion. We don't respect life. And now, I mean, we've got another state, I think it's Maryland, that is saying that it's okay to offer, they're going to authorize and pass a law to say that it's okay to just offer comfort care to post-abortive children if they survive an abortion. Same thing like Virginia.
This makes me sick to my stomach, and I have to tell you, when Democrats rail about the extreme, quote-unquote, measures being taken in states like Kentucky and Texas to limit abortions, that has absolutely been brought on by laws like you're talking about. In New York, it is permissible to perform abortions up until 9 months, up until delivery, basically. That is not an abortion. At 8 months, 9 months, that is murder. And I really do think even people for whom this is not a burning issue, because they do believe the women, mothers have a right to choose, et cetera, et cetera. I really don't know anyone who countenances that kind of procedure. And I mean, honestly, Bill, that just makes my head spin. If Democrats are, I know this is going to become a political issue in the next several months. The Supreme Court is going to rule on an abortion measure. Mm-hmm. And it's possible, as we know, that there might be an overturning of Roe v. Wade. You know what? I think that Democrats have pushed this so hard, and they think this is a winning issue for them. I'm not sure it is.
Well, the fact of the matter is we've had all this experience since 1973, and women who have been involved with abortion are speaking very loudly on both sides. I mean, this is a bipartisan issue because by experience, they have come to the knowledge that abortion is not a positive thing. That we have a rise of suicide, we have a rise of mental anguish and problems with women dealing and trying to reconcile what they find now because of the science today that demonstrates that that is in contrary to what the doctors told them, that it's just like a little piece of excess flesh, it's nothing, it's a cancer, it's just a tissue thing, cancer deal. And they go, wait, and then all of a sudden they're seeing video and going, well, it's an actual child, it's an actual human being here. What have we done? And then no wonder they say, no wonder that my heart grieves still. I mean, it's amazing how many women tell me, Liz, that on what would have been the birthday of that child or the day that child was aborted, that date is, it is ingrained, it is inscribed on their very hearts, and they grieve on that day. Can you imagine carrying that to the day you die?
No, it's a tragedy. And this is a matter of conscience, and people have very different and opposing points of view. But again, I think it's the extremists who have led us to a place now where, we have to respond. And that, I don't know, it's just another, sadly, it's another contentious thing that is driving people apart in this country. And as I say, I'm sure it will become a burning issue again in a campaign. But I think Democrats have gone too far. They go too far on everything. And thankfully, that's their undoing, really. Yeah. Because, just name a topic, whether it's rights for people who have gender issues and so forth. This whole argument about trans people, men competing in women's sports. Again, I literally don't know anybody, right or left, who thinks that's a good idea.
Exactly.
It's a good idea. It doesn't make any sense, and it's stupid.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. And probably, the next generation will look back on this portion of history and go, what were they thinking?
What were they thinking? Isn't that the truth?
Amen. I'm telling you, this is crazy stuff. But like all this that's going on right now, this is a groundswell of common sense.
And I
believe people feel this responsibility to speak up. They've been told not to speak up, and they are resisting the cancel culture. And I say, good on you. We got to keep that up, and we're going to talk about, speaking of which, some encouragement here. Elon Musk in this next segment. Stay with us. Liz Peek is with us.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, is with us. Liz, who would have thought that our First Amendment right, the right of free speech, hinges on a hope that Elon Musk would purchase Twitter?
Yeah.
I mean, are we the people so checked out that we would allow a force in our country to overwhelm our constitutional rights that we have to trust in a multi-billionaire and hope in a multi-billionaire to do something that is our rights to exercise?
Well, we already have. I mean, we're behind the curve on this because I don't think people really understood what was happening on social media. And we're really talking about social media here.
Yes.
In other words, there's a difference to me. I tweeted, and it's a little bit of an unfair comparison. Why are people so alarmed about Elon Musk taking over Twitter when they're happy to have Jeff Bezos own the Washington Post? Well, the Washington Post, New York Times, we know where they stand. We know that those are Democrat-leaning institutions, news. They're not supposed to be biased, but of course they are, and we all know that. The thing about Twitter, the thing about Facebook and Google is they're supposed to be open platforms. They're supposed to be a place where anybody can kind of, you know, post material other than, you know, basic.
And this is by law, right? That they're supposed to operate this way, correct?
Well, they do get government protections because they say that they are open platforms. That is true. So in a sense, by law. But what we know, particularly since President Trump was elected in 2016, is that they are not open, that they do suppress talk, particularly on the right. They do let the Ayatollah Khomeini from Iran spew all kinds of venom and hate against Israel on the platforms, but they take down Donald Trump. I mean, it is extremely, it's just incredibly heavy-handed. I was really interested today. There was an article by Glenn Harlan Reynolds about this topic in the New York Post, and he mentioned the Google, which, by the way, we don't talk about often enough. They, too, basically deplatform things that they don't like. They have stripped the advertising dollars, which is the same, really, as taking it down, from a recent poll in which Americans said they thought that the COVID restrictions were highly political, that the undoing of some restrictions was because of politics, not because of science. And they took that down. I mean, that's a poll reflecting what actually Americans think. I mean, he had a couple of other examples, and it does set you back on your heels to realize how pervasive this scrutiny is of anybody voicing any kind of doubt about the sainted Dr. Fauci or the restrictions put in place by the CDC. Honestly, this is one of the most offensive things that has happened in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. It is so irritating to me and offensive that we have allowed these social media platforms to basically decide what's permissible and not permissible on COVID. Here is a brand new virus. 2 years ago, no one knew where it came from, what it was like, how to treat it, or anything. And even with all of that uncertainty and the impact it was having, killing millions around the world, they don't allow discussion of possible therapies or remedies, treatments online in these social media companies, mm-hmm. because they think it's so incendiary or something, or because it contradicts what Fauci says.
Yes.
I mean, that to me, I think people have died because
without a doubt
on this stuff.
And no doubt.
How can anyone applaud that? I don't know. I really don't know.
No, it's an insult to our intelligence, Liz, because the fact of the matter, just like you said, hydroxychloroquine, which became a bad word, there was a story.
Trump liked it.
Trump liked it because there was a story in southern Florida where a guy was on his deathbed. The doctor said, hey, we've done everything we can do. It's all over. Call your family. So he calls his family, says, okay, I've been told I've got hours left to live. Doctor comes in later and says, hey, got a Hail Mary here. I don't know if you're up to it. You want to try this? We've got this drug, hydroxychloroquine. He's, what do I got to lose? I'm dying. Well, they administer the drug. A couple of hours later, he calls family back, goes, oh, I guess they exaggerated. I'm alive. I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Well, and, I mean, there are many stories like that.
Yes.
And yet, you're not allowed to say that.
No.
You're not allowed to say it, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if your broadcast goes up on one of these platforms and they notice that, they'll take it down.
Oh, no, they did.
That is
yeah.
so offensive to the authorities. I mean, it is truly Orwellian. People quote George Orwell, but really you need to reread your George Orwell. This mm-hmm. is the kind of thing where you take free speech and you basically modify it and say, you know, here are the guardrails, and the guardrails basically don't allow you to say what you think. I mean, that's where we are, and I think people, you started out, though, saying, you know, how have we allowed this to happen? I think what's really tragic and actually much more worrisome than the fact that this has happened is that an awful lot of young people in particular and people on the left, people in college, coming out of college, think this is okay, and not only okay, it should be done. They mm-hmm. think that so-called hate speech includes me saying that Dr. Fauci is an idiot. Anything that they don't approve of becomes hate speech. So, unfortunately, it's not even that we are talking about limiting free speech. They don't believe in free speech.
Right,
now,
exactly.
That is something
right.
you got to worry about, right?
Well, but the interesting thing here, I don't know if you've seen the recent polling for Joe Biden, how he's losing Gen Z.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
even the 18 to 34-year-olds heretofore that just kind of went on with the cultural narrative, they're starting to feel the pain of the reality of, you know, this insanity that we're living with. And they may be on search for higher ground here. I can only hope so.
I really hope so. What worries me is that they're defecting from Joe Biden because inflation's a problem or because they don't like what's going on in Ukraine. It is not the essential value system that Biden brings into the office mm-hmm. that they deplore. I think, I mean, that is going to take a lot more work to turn mm-hmm. around people who have been indoctrinated to think that trigger warnings are necessary if you read Huckleberry Finn or, I mean, these people, I've seen some of this in action where young people are so fragile, and that is really the word, I think.
Yeah.
They are so indoctrinated to believe that it's okay to be fragile, that there's no such thing as having a backbone and standing up and debating things that you don't like. You'd rather just see them squashed.
Mm-hmm.
That is the scariest thing that's going on in our country. That, by the way, there is a group called FIRE. That embraces and works towards free speech on campuses. I can't imagine a more important cause. And by the way, they protect free speech on both sides of the aisle. If you
That's
have
right.
a lefty shut down, they will come to the assistance of that, or a righty. But the truth is, they really believe that campuses are the place to start, and I kind of agree with that.
Yeah, I do too. Well, that's been the tradition, and because they are the bastions of knowledge. I mean, this is where you need, you know, free speech exercise more than ever. You know, the other day, Liz, I was just I was listening to some oldies music, going back to my old radio days in Los Angeles, playing this you know, 60s, 70s music. And as I was listening and hearing the lyrics, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, if these kids just heard the music of the 60s and 70s, their heads would explode. I mean, there is such a violation of pronouns and, you know, sexual weird stuff. You know, she's 16, sweet 16, whatever. You know, all these songs that would just cause them all kinds of mental grief, you know.
Well, kind of, except if you listen to rap music and so forth,
yeah.
Which I don't, but no. Certainly I've heard it. The truth is the language in there is a total violation of everything these people are supposed to care about. So it's all hypocritical. It's all kind of manufactured outrage on all kinds of different issues. You know, I really do think you just have to kind of sit yourself down occasionally and say, here's what I think. I believe in the right core values of our country, freedom of speech, self-expression, individualism, the fact that people are meant to care for themselves and for others, et cetera, and just sort of don't lose your mind on all this stuff, because there are so many outrages going on daily. I don't think we've ever been assaulted by so much utter hypocrisy and stupidity, but you just have to kind of find your way through it and decide, you know, at the end, we'll be victorious because this is what's right.
And, exactly.
You know, and again, there is nothing that can possibly undermine the rightness of freedom of speech, tolerance of other people's points of view. How can anyone deny that? But guess what? The far left is intolerant.
Exactly.
So, you know, fighting those things is worthwhile, and thank you for doing all you do, because that helps, you know. I mean, people listening to you are going to go away thinking, okay, he's right. I got to stand up at my school board meeting when they tell me I'm not allowed to challenge teaching three-year-olds about skin color and gender identity. Yeah, I can say that. I don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing that we've gotten this point in our culture, Liz, that truth is no longer a defense. The truth has become an offense.
Yeah.
But that's okay. We'll weather the storm. We'll get through it because there's a positive reason. There's a positive outcome in weathering the storm, and we're going to take some hits. You know, we're going to get attacked. We're going to get persecuted. That's okay. It comes with taking a stand for those things that are right and true and noble and good, especially for our kids and the generations to come, right?
Exactly. Exactly right. Well, you know, keep the fight. Keep the fight going.
Yes, amen. And we appreciate you joining in. And Liz, it's you and I and the rest of the world. I mean, you know, we're coming together shoulder to shoulder and back to back to fight this good fight, you know, for the sake, as I said, for our kids and the generations to come. Liz Peek is a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. As always, Liz, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the insight.
Hey. Always okay. Enjoy it. Take care.
You got it. Happy Easter. Take care. Bye-bye.
Happy Easter to you.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.